brand of country, KMTS presents local high school sports. High school sports on KMTS are presented by Flooring America, covering the country one home at a time. By Mr. Vac, cleaning and restoration. For any kind of mess, Mr. Vac is the best. And by Berthod Motors GMC Buick, serving Western Colorado since 1944. This broadcast is also made possible by Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance, by Alpine Bank, by Bighorn Toyota, and by Bank of Colorado. Now, with the call of the game, here's Ron Milhorn and Keith Harris.
Good Friday evening, everyone, and welcome to Final Four Basketball. It's the 3A boys up first. We've got back-to-back games. The Aspen Skiers boys and the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals at 7 o'clock in the Final Four. Quite a story for local basketball in the Roaring Fork and Colorado River Valleys. First game, the Aspen Skiers and the Sterling Tigers. The Aspen Skiers 25-0. They've been on quite a roll under Coach Corey Parker. Sterling Tigers, under legendary coach Mike Holloway, been there for over 20 years. Understood from Kevin Schaefer that he's going to be stepping down after this season after a brilliant and long career. He's really built a powerhouse program at Sterling. This is going to be a great game. We saw Sterling last night defeat St. Mary's. And it was an impressive win. Jackson Kyle is a guy that I know Coach Corey Parker is going to be looking out for. Number 15, he can light it up. He had 42 points last night in the victory.
And he can shoot from the outside, and he can drive. I mean, he was all over the place last night.
Yeah, drive and dish, and they've got some other scores. But he's averaging, coming into tonight's game, 21 points per game. Sterling Tigers have a lot of scores. They play great defense. It's going to be a great matchup. And I don't believe in revenge, per se, but it's got to be in the back of the minds of the Corpolas, who lost in the Great Eight in the opening round to Sterling, 54-52.
Right. Well, I mean, the Aspen team is so senior-heavy, I guarantee 90% of that team remembers the sting of last year.
That was under Coach Alex Shrimp, and, of course, is the first-year head coach for Corey Parker. And he is an Aspen legend by himself as a player, now as a coach. Inherited a great team, and they've been on a roll. They defeated Resurrection Christian yesterday 52-35 in that game. Shea Corpola with 16 points, Braden Corpola with 15. See, we had a moment to talk to Coach Corey Parker right after last night's Sterling game.
First of all, Coach, congratulations on the win this morning. You took care of business. The next step is on.
Yeah, we took care of business. Part one of our business, for sure. We got a couple more things that we want to do. We got a lot of goals that we want to accomplish. But good showing for the first game. I think that's just important, especially with the nerves and a new atmosphere and on a stage like this. It's just a new environment, so I'm glad with how they showed up today.
They seemed pretty calm. I mean, again, a little bit of a slow start in that first quarter, but they came back strong and seemed to be focused throughout the game.
Yeah, I think Resurrection Christian came out strong, too, especially on their defensive end. You know, they wanted to have a high tempo. They take a lot of pride in their defense. So I think we were, trying to feel each other out, and it was a lot of urgent defense, so hard to kind of get some stuff. But as the game goes on, you know, those lanes start opening up. We trust our execution. We trust our sets and what we do, and I think that's what kind of opened the game up for us, is just trusting what we do on offense and execute our stuff sharply.
Quite the contest here with Sterling and Manuel. Down the wire with OT, you saw some pretty good, probably some college-bound players putting the ball up, including number 15.
Yeah, Jackson Keel is a fantastic basketball player. We saw him last year in the Grade 8 at Sterling, and we know what he's about. We know what he's doing. He had a lot of open looks tonight, I thought. And he drives it hard. You know, he's a great basketball player, and we just got to make sure we're going to make some adjustments. Got to make sure that we contain him. He's been averaging over 30 the past few games.
Aspen Skiers head coach Corey Parker. Opening tip with Porter Lee and Dylan DiOrio on the opening tip, taken by Aspen. They are wearing their road uniforms, black uniforms, red numerals, red lettering. Porter Lee's got it. Here's Shea Corpola, right wing, left wing to Braden Corpola. Braden, top of the key, little hesitation move. Kicks it top of the key to Porter Lee. Lee with a drive, taking it to the hoop. It's blocked by Gray Swenson. Just denied him at the post. Sterling's colors, orange and black, but they're wearing their white unis, home unis. Here's the aforementioned Jackson Kyle. Kicks it out. Now number 22, McConnell. Here's Kyle, top of the key. Guarded. He's going to be guarded by Braden Corpola. Three-pointer, downtown, Gray Swenson. 3-0 Sterling. The winner going to the state championship tomorrow. Braden Corpola, right wing to Shea. Shea working around a double team. Here's Porter Lee, top of the key. Lobs it to Godomsky. Pull-up jumper for Braden Corpola. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Porter Lee. Strong rebound. He's going to take it back to the hoop. Fake shoots. Got it. Porter Lee.
Yeah, Porter Lee is one of the best workers on Aspen's team. You're going to see a ton of rebounds from him.
3-2 Sterling. Kyle picks it up, kicks it over right wing to Swenson. Now here's Diorio. McConnell back to Diorio. Hands it off to Ben Browning. Swenson playing up high. Nothing down, open down low. McConnell to Ben Browning. Stops at the free throw line. Goes to Swenson. Drive by Diorio. We stop him at the post. Here's a steal by Braden Corpola. He will lay it up and in. No slam dunk this time. Braden Corpola with those quick, long. Those quick, long arms, quick hands. Great anticipation. 4-2 Aspen.
Yeah, he had 5 steals in the game yesterday, so look to see more of that.
Browning to Swenson, left wing to McConnell. McConnell stops at the free throw line, still dribbling, kicks it out to number 11, Browning, puts up a 3, bad shot, and they got a rebound, went to Aspen, going for it was Diorio, and he commits a foul. Dylan Diorio, there's the first foul of the game called, 4-3, Aspen with the lead. 5:29 to go in the first quarter. Braden Corpola brings it up. Shea, Braden, Godomsky, Lucas Lee, and Porter Lee. Lucas Lee to Braden Corpola. Three-pointer, right wing off the back of the iron. Rebound taken by Porter Lee. Back to the hoop. Got it. Porter Lee.
That's a doing it. Yeah, it's a second offensive rebound, second put back, 4 points.
Doing his work, 6-3 Aspen. Up the court comes McConnell, kicking out far corner. Here's a drive in the paint, and a scoop shot, got it to go, and a foul. As Dylan Diorio, strong to the hoop, drew the harm, and Lucas Lee called for the foul.
Yeah, the crowd is really booing that because Lucas Lee had his feet set, had his hands behind his back, and just took that charge. But they still called him for the blocking foul.
Got the bucket in the harm, 6-5, Aspen. And Dylan Diorio, 8.4 points per game at the line for a three-point play. And he knocks it. No, it bounces in and out. That was in there and came out.
Four out.
Porter Lee goes left wing to Lucas Lee. Shea Corpola, pull-up jumper from 10, won't go. Bricked it badly. Rebound taken by Sterling. And up the court comes Dylan Diorio. Left wing to Gray Swenson. Back to Diorio. Right wing to Jackson Kyle. Kyle with a drive. Here's that strong move to the basket. He got fouled on his way to the hoop. And the foul's going to be called against Braden Corpola, who's got the assignment of guarding him. 6-5 Aspen, 4:27 to go, first quarter. Bomb pass from Diorio. Back high post to Ryan McConnell. McConnell to Swenson. Swenson right wing to McConnell. Fakes the three. Drives. Kick out. The kick out to the near corner. Three-pointer by McConnell. And Diorio. And Diorio knocks down the three from the corner. Sterling has a lead 8-6. Here's a steal by McConnell after a bad pass. McConnell in the paint goes right wing to number 11 Browning for three, and Browning knocks it down. It's 11-6 Tigers over the Skiers. Godofsky to Porter Lee. Braden Corblett flirts with a three in the paint. Spin move, kicks it out to Shea. Shea, a little head fake, back to Braden, top of the key, fakes the three, drives, scoop shot, no good, he's fouled, he'll go to the line. Took it right down the middle of the lane and drew the foul. So the line goes. Diorio picks up his second, that's a key.
Yeah,
he got into foul trouble last night.
He fouled out of the game last night.
And it was Emmanuel, sorry. I was
Yeah, and when he fouled out, you could tell there was a significant drop in their play.
And Braden Corbett knocks down the first free throw. Makes it 11-7, Sterling. Yeah, Emmanuel is a tale of two different teams, two different communities.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it got pretty lively.
the difference between the two sets of fans was incredible.
Corbett, the left-hand shot, knocks down both free throws, 11-8, Sterling.
That
man press
ends an 8-point run by Sterling.
Lucas Lee trying to stay with McConnell. Here's Browning, stocky fellow. Jackson Kyle looking to get on track here. Crossover dribble, gets past Corbella, lays it up and in. There's that strong move. He is something else. Jackson Kyle, his first bucket. Got 42 last night to win over Manuel. It's 13-8. Sterling, crossover dribble of Braden Corbella. Has the ball knocked away, taps it to Godofsky, back to Braden in the corner. Right wing to Porter Lee, lobs it over to Godofsky. Left wing to Shea Corbella. Shea hands it off to Braden, back to Shea, top of the key. He's driving, stops, pulls up from 10. Got it, and a foul! Got knocked to the floor, and he buries the shot. Shea Corbella. With a defender in his grill. McCracken call for the foul.
I think Aspen was suffering with just a little bit of a early game jitters, and their shots are a little bit off. I think they're going to hone that in.
13-10, chance for a three-point play for Shea Corpola. And Shea off the back of the iron. The rebound saved by number 10, McCracken. The little blind backhand pass. Jackson Kyle's got the ball. Driving, he's at the left wing. Kick out, right wing, McConnell, three-pointer. Boom! Yeah. 16-10, Sterling. Braden Corbella, top of the key to Porter Lee. Pulls up for a three. You betcha! Porter Lee from downtown. He's got seven. 16-13, Tigers lead. McConnell, crossover dribble between the legs. Kicks it over to McCracken. McCracken to Browning. Browning in the corner, drives along the baseline, forces up a shot, blocked by Porter Lee. Lee brings it up, looking over his shoulder. He'll go left side. Pull-up jumper, Braden Corpola, up, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Jackson Kyle for the Sterling Tigers. They lead with a minute 40 to go in the first, 16-13. Kyle one-on-one with Godofsky to McConnell, right wing. Lob pass, and we got a foul. Called against, I think. Is it Godofsky? No, Shea Corbella picks up a foul. His first, Aspen with three, each team with three.
Yeah, it was hard to tell what happened there. It was a foul called away from the ball. Just fighting for position, I guess.
McConnell inbounding baseline, kind of in the shadows there. And we got offensive foul against number 10, McCracken. That's his second. Fourth team foul. 16-13. Sterling.
Another foul away from the ball.
Yep.
It's like they're not going to let too much of that pushing and shoving go on.
Braden Corbett brings it up. Goes to the free throw line to Porter Lee. Wanted to do the give and go. They fake it. Kicks it out to left side to Lucas Lee. Lucas on the right wing. Here's Shea in the near corner. Shea behind the back dribble. They stay with him. Flip pass over to Braden Corbett. Punt fake. Fakes the three. Hands it off to Godofsky in the paint. Now kick out pass. Lucas Lee with a floater. Got it. Lucas Lee, strong move to the hoop. And the Skiers within a point. 16-15, under a minute to go in the first. McConnell, right wing to Swanson. Or Swanson, rather. Here's McConnell, top of the key, fakes the three, lifts it, goes to McCracken, McCracken to Jackson Kyle, left wing, head fake there. Right wing to Swanson. Swanson backing up, being guarded closely there by Shea Corpora. They call a foul on Shea, and that's number two.
Yeah, Shea's arguing with the call, but that's a pretty easy call to make.
Sergio Ruiz comes in. He's quick to pick up fouls, but he's very aggressive defensively. He'll get some steals. They want to keep Shea out of foul trouble in the waning seconds of the first quarter. Jackson Kyle pulls up off the dribble for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Braden Corpola. Corpola looking up the floor. Takes it middle, up the center lane, and lays it up. Missed the layup. Rebound taken by McConnell for Sterling. McConnell has it near half court. 20 seconds left. McCracken. McCracken to Tyler Schaefer. Jackson Kyle has it. Just 2 points right now. He's at the circle, 7 seconds, looks up at the clock, 5-4, pulls up for a long two, off the rim, no good, rebound Lucas Lee, up the court to Godowski, shot is not in time, and that will do it for the first quarter. After one, it's Aspen Sterling 16, the Aspen Skiers 15. The second quarter we go after this on KMTS. Back to Hamilton Gymnasium at the University of Denver. We'll do the second quarter here in this Final Four game. The Aspen Skiers trailing the Sterling Tigers 16-15. 4 3-pointers scored by the Tigers. And those 4 3-pointers, none of them scored by Jackson Kyle, who has the ball. 42 points last night in the win over Manuel. Guarded there by Godomsky. Pass to Schaefer. Loose ball picked up by Godomsky. Braden Corpola stops at the free throw line, underhands it to Porter Lee, top of the key. Drive by Porter Lee, off the glass, got it. No, he missed it. He's fouled, though. He'll get two shots. Porter Lee with a strong move to the hoop, fouled by Taylor Schaefer, a senior.
Yeah, the Sterling fans wanted an offensive foul there, but that, I mean, nobody's feet were set. Porter Lee going strong to the basket like normal.
Yep, chance to tie it and maybe take the lead. First free throw is good. Game is tied, 16 all. Porter Lee with 7 points with that in that first quarter. He now has 8. McCracken is out for Sterling. University girls beat Vanguard 52-37 to advance to the state championship tomorrow. Second free throw from Porter Lee is money. And Aspen has a lead, 17-16. Second quarter just underway. Browning to McConnell, number 22, met there by Lucas Lee. Lee trying to chase him down. And McConnell dishes over to Schaefer. Schaefer to Browning. Browning out to McConnell. Fakes a long three. Spin move, taking it to the hoop. No, hook pass down to Schaefer. He gets cut off by Lucas Lee. Hands it off to Jacob Kyle. Kyle, a little hook pass out there to Schaefer. They go around the perimeter. McConnell all alone for three. Right wing. Off the rim. No good. Rebound tipped away. Taken by Porter Lee. Good hands by Porter. 17-16 Skiers. Lobs it to Braden Corpola.
Yeah, Porter Lee kind of tipped it to himself on the run there.
Braden stops. Goes top of the key to Porter Lee for three. Off the back of the iron. Rebound taken by Schaefer for Sterling. And McConnell will walk it up. Met there by Lucas Lee. At half court, 17-16 Skiers. McConnell bounce pass to Schaefer, left wing. Kyle trying to get open, can't. Smothered there by Porter Lee. Kyle's got it. Goes underneath to Schaefer, lays it up, missed the shot, rebound Sergio Ruiz.
I think Porter Lee got a finger on that one.
Braden Corpola, Godomsky, right wing. Top of the key to Lucas Lee. To Braden Corpola, fakes the three. Lobs it right wing to Godomsky, down to Porter Lee, driving to the hoop, drops the ball, scoop shot, tried to go under the basket, just an awkward shot, good defense there by Bray Swenson to alter that shot. 17-16 Skiers, under 6 minutes to go in the half. McConnell, crossover dribble, goes top of the key, now they go to Ben Browning, Pass it off to Kyle. Kyle kicks it over to number one Swenson for three. Off the rim, no good. Into the hands of Braden Korbel. Another rebound for Braden. Shea Korbel on the bench right now with two fouls. Goes to Godowski, right wing. Top of the key to Lee. Porter over to Braden. Braden left wing. Right wing to Porter Lee. In the near corner to Sergio Ruiz. Top of the key to Godowski. Godowski in traffic. Look, puts up a shot. Got knocked to the floor. They're calling traveling. Did a little bunny hop.
They're letting quite a bit of contact go with this one.
Yeah, yep. Coach Corey Parker barking out some instructions and to Lucas Lee. And having a quick chat with one of the referees. Nothing animated there. 17-16 Aspen. They won't have scored yet. Well, I'm sorry, the Skiers scored a couple free throws. Give them the lead there. There's a handoff to Kyle. Kyle with a drive through three defenders. Banks it, missed the shot. He's fouled. And he'll go to the line. Don't have free throw percentages for the Skiers or Jackson Kyle, but he's very good. Foul was called against, who got the call? Ruiz? I think it was Sergio. Kyle's first free throw to tie it. And it all spins off the rim. A rare miss. Jackson Kyle, the second free throw. And bounces in and out. Missed both free throws. Rebound taken by Aspen. Lucas Lee got the rebound. Braden Korbel at top of the key, hands it off to Lucas Lee. Fakes from the free throw line, goes to Porter Lee. Godomsky to Braden Korbel. Right wing. Godomsky, bounce pass to Porter Lee, got a foul. Against Sterling.
Yeah, it's going to be on Browning as Porter Lee was trying to get position down there in the post. Browning just shoving him from behind.
Browning's first, and a timeout called by Sterling, a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, other than the two free throws, we haven't had a score in the second quarter.
4:53 remaining in the half. It's 17-16 Aspen. Again, University beats Vanguard 52-37 to advance to the state championship tomorrow. And they will play the winner of the Platte Valley-Grand Valley game, which we'll have at 7 o'clock. And Vanguard will play for third place tomorrow at noon. So that's the sixth foul for Sterling. Aspen with five. Lucas Lee will inbound the baseline. To the right of the basket. Sergio Ruiz sets up in the corner. Lob pass into Porter Lee. Goes to Braden Korbel. In the key. Kicks it over to Lucas Lee. Lobs it. Tried to go down to Porter Lee. Forced it in there in traffic. And a steal by McConnell for Sterling. McConnell, little head fake. Driving. Lob pass to Jackson Kyle. High post right side. Backs up near half court. Wants to reset the offense. Crossover dribble. Finds a lane. Wants to drive. Puts up a shot. Off the glass. No good. Rebound taken by Braden Korbel. Looks over his left shoulder. Korbel taking it coast to coast. Banks it. Missed the shot. He's offensive foul against Braden. And that's his second. So both Korbels have two fouls.
Yep.
Very quickly coming off the bench is Franceschi, number 22. Each team with six fouls now. Here comes McConnell up the court for Sterling Tigers. Goes to Browning, right wing. And we got a carry against DiOrio. Or palming, as they call it sometimes. Another turnover. Boy, what a sloppy second quarter for both teams. 17-16 coming up on the four-minute mark here in the half. Godomsky, left wing to Porter Lee. Lee circles around near half court, goes to Ruiz. Ruiz to Lucas Lee. Lucas cross court pass, high pass, plucked out of the air by Godowski. Porter Lee back to Godowski. Van's got it, dribbles around top of the key, right wing to Ruiz, back to Godowski. Coach Corey Parker barking out directions. Godowski to Ruiz in the near corner. Wrap around pass to Lucas Lee. He's double teamed and he throws it away.
Throws it away, yep.
Good little wrap around backhand pass and no one was there.
He thought Ruiz was going to go to his left and Ruiz went to his right instead. Passed it to no one.
Still 17-16, Aspen, 3:25 to go in the half. McConnell brings it up. Goes to DiOrio. To Jackson Kyle. Spin move, kick out to DiOrio. Three-pointer, left wing from number 11, Ben Browning. Missed it badly. Rebound, caroms around, taken by Godowski at half court. And Holloway, mad that his players didn't chase that ball down. Here's Lucas Lee's got the ball. Bounce pass top of the key to Franceschi. Hands it off to Lucas Lee. Jump shot from 10. Got the bounce. Lucas Lee with the bucket. Boy, that breaks about a five-minute drought by either team.
Yeah, it's the first field goal of the second quarter.
And it's 19-16, Aspen. Jackson Kyle, one-on-one with Lucas Lee. Jump pass, here's Browning for three. Left wing, off the rim, no good. Good rebound taken by Porter Lee. He's picking up the slack. That was Franceschi starting with the rebound. Godowski to Ruiz. Ruiz to Franceschi in the paint. Puts up a shot. Doesn't go. Gets his own rebound at the baseline. Kicks it out to Porter Lee. Lee driving. Shooting from five. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound. Caroms away. They got a foul. I think against Porter Lee. Maybe coming over the top. Yep.
I guess he fouled against McCracken as he came down with a rebound.
And Porter's first foul. 19-16 Aspen, 2:13 left in the first half.
And both Corpola brothers are still on the bench.
And it's 1-1 now. We're in the bonus. This is McConnell at the line. His first free throw is good. Tie, it's 19-18 now. 19-17, excuse me.
That's DiOrio.
Is it DiOrio? Okay.
Yeah.
Second free throw is good. Hits them both. 19-18 Skiers. 2:10 to go in the half.
Too high. 13,
Godowski 13, flips it over to Porter Lee. High post left side. Back to Godowski in the near right corner. Lucas Lee's got it. Top of the key to Godowski. Flips it over to Franceschi. Hands it off to Porter Lee. Right wing. He throws it away. No one there. Save and good hustle there. Great hustle by Godowski. Right wing to Porter Lee. Almost got an over and back. Lee backing up. Puts up a three off the dribble. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken up high by Jackson Kyle. He can leap. 19-18 Aspen. Minute 30 to go. Kyle with a drive. Spin move. And
he's
traveling.
Back.
Yep.
Oh, he traveled.
He traveled. He thought he was fouled.
Well, he was fouled, but he traveled first.
He hit his backside, the palms went up. Where's the foul?
Yeah.
He's frustrated. 19-18 Skiers, a minute 30 to go in the half. Both Corporal brothers on the bench with two fouls. It's close enough. Coach Corey Parker's going to save him for the second half, evidently. Lucas Lee, left wing. He's got the trust in his backups. Godowski, top of the key, left wing to Lucas Lee. Lucas, cross-court pass to Ruiz. Ruiz down to Porter Lee. Porter double-teamed at the baseline. Driving, kicks it out to Lucas Lee. Lucas dribbles, shoots from 10. Banks it off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by McConnell. Chance for Sterling to take the lead. McConnell, top of the key. Hesitation move, spin move, jump shoots. Good, scores from 5. And Sterling reclaims the lead. There's a drive down low to Lucas Lee. Lays it up and in, and Aspen reclaims the lead. 21-20, 40 seconds left. Swenson, left wing, top of the key to Jackson Kyle. Kyle to Browning. Down to McCracken, his shot is a brick. Rebound taken by Porter Lee. Lee to Godomsky. Aspen will work for the last shot. Porter Lee now wasting no time. Three-pointer, you betcha! Downtown, Porter Lee. 24-20, Aspen. 9 seconds, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. McConnell's got it. McConnell will take the last shot. Top of the key, three. Off the rim. It's an air ball. Porter Lee with the heroics, putting the skiers ahead with Shea and Brent Corbett on the bench with two fouls. What a first half. Not much scoring, but a little excitement. At the half, it's Aspen 24, the Sterling Tigers 20. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Hamilton Gymnasium at the University of Denver. Halftime, the Aspen skiers leading the Sterling Tigers 24-20 in this Final Four matchup. The winner moving on to the state championship tomorrow. If Aspen wins, will play tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And this is a doubleheader for us tonight. Back-to-back games. We got the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals out on the floor warming up, getting ready to take on the number one Platte Valley Broncos. First, let's talk about this first half of the skiers and the Tigers.
And not what we expected.
No. So many stories in that first half. Number one, I think, holding Jackson Kyle, 42 points last night, averaging 21 a game coming into this game, held to 2 points and missed both free throws.
Yeah.
You know that's not going to happen the second half.
Right, yeah, they're not going to be able to keep that up. But the fact that they kept him to only 2 points in the first half,
yeah. You
know, that keeps him, you know he's going to go off in the second half a little bit. But the fact that he's been averaging, I think you heard Coach say he's been averaging over 30 points over the last five games. So he's been on this terror kind of stretch. And the fact that they held him to 2 points, only one field goal. I mean, they've been shutting down his drive. He hasn't been getting that open three. You know, so I think you can see Aspen really had a game plan to deal with Jackson Kyle, and so far it's working. Now, that they're going to make adjustments, they're going to come out, and they're going to throw something new at him. But, I mean, for that half, that's one of the big surprises for us. The other big surprise was the fact that the Corpola brothers sat out almost the whole second quarter.
And Coach Parker had the faith in some of his backups.
Yeah.
He's got the faith in all his players. But he said, all right, guys, you got to pick up the slack. We got our two guys that drive this team, Shea and Braden, they're in foul trouble. We got to save them for the second half.
Yeah.
We can keep it close. We'll keep them on the bench for now. And I was watching Coach Parker last night. He was standing on the rail with some of his assistant coaches watching the Manuel Sterling game last night. And you know he was just scheming in his mind, all right, this is what we got to do. Okay, this is how we stop.
Yeah.
We can try and neutralize at least Shake
right.
Jackson Kyle.
Well,
so far, the plan's working.
Right, and I think story number one made story number two possible. If Jackson Kyle was out there tearing it up, there's no way Braden Corpola, who has been his number one defender,
right.
is sitting on the bench.
Exactly.
And so I think, you know, the fact that he said, hey, right now we've got him contained. Right now they both have two fouls, both the Corpola brothers. I'm going to save him for the second half because he knows he's going to need them. And I just think that's awesome. And he's got Porter Lee that steps up and says, okay, I'll carry the team. I'll score 12 points
yeah.
and four rebounds. I'll lead in every category so far.
Just like in the regional championship
yeah.
Against Englewood. Porter Lee picked it up and was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then Shane Braden. You know, caught fire in the second half.
Yeah, he had 16 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 steals.
Yeah.
The closest thing to a triple-double I've seen in high school basketball this entire season.
Yeah.
And so he's really stepped it up. And you look at his first 4 points were off of offensive rebounds and putbacks. So as long as he's continuing to work inside the paint that way, I mean, they're going to leverage that, and it takes the pressure off the Corpola brothers.
Yeah.
And I see that's one of the big differences between Aspen and Sterling so far. Sterling doesn't have a single offensive rebound.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, they've all been hanging out on the perimeter
yeah.
looking for that open three, which means they're not getting second chances there.
So Sterling had the edge 16-15 in the first, and they were lighting it up with three-pointers, but not from Jackson Kyle. Swenson hit a three. DiOrio, Ryder McConnell.
Browning,
yeah, number 11, stocky kid, Yeah, those threes, they had 16 points and then held the 4 points in that second quarter to Aspen's nine. And Aspen with the immediate lead here at half, 24-20. Porter Lee with 12 points, including that big three in the closing seconds.
Yeah. Well, they held under that 4 points off of one field goal and then two free throws. So, I mean, that's an incredible testament to Aspen's game plan so far.
Yep.
And if they can keep that up, and then if they can get the Corpola brothers back out there and get that shot honed in a little bit. We saw there in the first quarter, they took a couple of shots that normally would have been much better shots that you could tell they were just off.
Yep.
They were short. They were, you know, that kind of thing. So that's gonna come back a little bit.
It's fun to see Corey Parker, the young first-year head coach, against the crafty veteran in Mike Holloway, who's been there for over 20 years and has a ton of wins. They'll probably name a court after him.
Sure.
Who knows? I mean, he's a legendary coach at Sterling. And to see the two of them matching wits, both good basketball minds, and it's going to be a fun second half. The winner moving on to the state championship tomorrow at 6. Play the winner of the St. Mary's Colorado Academy. Centauri. Centauri won last night, so St. Mary's and Centauri. It's going to be fun. And Grand Valley, Lady Cardinals, after this one against Platte Valley, the number one team.
Yeah, and Platte Valley, you know, kind of took it to Lamar yesterday, and you know they proved why they were the number one seed. So
yep.
that's going to be an interesting test for Grand Valley. And we only watched the first maybe 5 minutes of that Platte Valley game, but in that 5 minutes, we saw Platte Valley really just taking it to them.
Yeah. And the winner of that game will play University tomorrow for the state championship. So the Corpolas back in.
Yep, back to the starting
as
five.
Expected. Shea will inbound to his brother Braden. So we switch sides. Get ready for a lively 16 minutes of basketball. Here we go. Braden Corpola will bring it up. It's like a 1-3-1 zone. Pass to Porter Lee. Cross court pass to Braden Corpola. Drives along the baseline. Tiptoe on the baseline. Kicks it over right wing to Ben Godofsky. No, I'm sorry. Here's Lucas Lee now. Lucas Lee to Porter Lee in the corner. Baseline. Flips it to Godofsky. Drives in the paint. Reverse layup. What a move by Ben. How do you do? Ben Godofsky.
Went to the right. Ended up at the last second going to the left side of the rim. Just flipping it up with his right hand.
Jackson Kyle's not the only one that can drive. 26-20 Aspen. McConnell with a drive. Should be offensive foul. No, it's going to be a foul against Shea. Oh, my goodness. That's three. Yep. Just like that in the first.
Yep.
There's 44 seconds of the second half. Shea Corpola picks up his third foul. And that's obviously the plan. And the first free throw off the back of the iron from McConnell.
Wow. So far, Sterling's only 2 for 6 from the free throw line.
7:16 to go in the third. 26-20 Aspen. McConnell's second attempt is no good. Rebound in the hands of Shea Corpola. Lucas Lee. Braden Corpola, left wing, now backing up near half court. Near corner to Godofsky. Godofsky, top of the key to Lucas Lee. Lucas Lee to Braden Corpola. Three-pointer, right wing, off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Jackson Kyle. That's the far corner to McConnell. And he had nowhere to go except off the knees of Shea Corpola. And Corpola gets bumped. That was just a DiOrio.
Yeah. DiOrio coming over trying to be the enforcer.
Shea Corpola saying, what is that all about? He came up from behind and just kind of gave him a shoulder. That was Bush League, dude. Come on. Shea's got a legitimate gripe. The ref didn't call it. Oh, we're getting chippy already. DiOrio saying, come on, man. Let's play. DiOrio inbounds to McConnell. McConnell gets a pick, drives left side, stops, shoots from 15. Got it. Smooth stroke. Ryder McConnell. 26-22 Aspen. First field goal in a long time for Sterling. Godomsky right wing. Stops, hands it off to Lucas Lee. Lee to Braden Corpola. Braden left wing, gets a pick. Hands it off to Porter Lee to Shea Corpola for three. You betcha. Shea from downtown. His first three, 29-22 Aspen. 6:10 to go in the third. McConnell brings it up, met there by Godomsky. Swenson to Kyle. Kyle with 2 points. Three-pointer knocked down by number 12, Dylan DiOrio. Aspen. Braden Corpola. Godomsky stops from the free throw line, pops, knocks it down. Ben Godomsky getting hot.
Yeah,
now
got,
what?
He got some fouled? Height on that one. Sideline warning, is that what he said?
Yeah.
A little too much celebration, I guess?
Apparently. There you go, 31-25, Aspen. 5:38 to go in the third. McConnell one-on-one with Godomsky. Staying with him. Good backpedaling, good footwork. Lobs it right wing to DiOrio. Hands it off to Jackson Kyle. Kyle flips it over top of the key to Browning. Back to Kyle, one-on-one with Lucas Lee. Way downtown, Browning buries it. Oh, man, the Husky fella can shoot. Browning with two threes. 31-28, Aspen. Braden Corpola, left wing. Here's Porter Lee, fakes, kicks it out to Shea. Shea, top of the key to Braden, backs up near half court. Steers by three. Braden flips it over to Porter Lee, top of the key. Here's Godomsky to Braden, left wing, pulls up for a three, aims and buries it. Braden Corpola, his first three, 34-28, Aspen. McConnell hands it off to Swenson. McConnell, right wing. Kyle trying to get open, as is DiOrio. McConnell with a drive, fakes it, shoots it, off the glass, no good. Rebound, McConnell put back good. He went from the left side to the right side. McConnell taking over.
And that's the first offensive rebound for Sterling the whole game. They're going to need more of those.
34-30, Aspen. 4 minutes to go in the third. Godomsky right wing. Shea Corpola, top of the key, left wing to Braden, fakes the three, baseline drive, hook pass. They're going to call a foul on the floor against McConnell, and he's shaking his head no, and he's got some words.
Shea Corpola, as he walked by, kind of shouldered McConnell. He's going to have to be careful about that.
Yeah. Got those just three fouls. Lob yeah. Pass into Godomsky to Braden Corpola. Now they kick it over to Porter Lee, far corner. Shea trying to get open. Porter Lee. Spin move to the basket, lays it up and in. What a great move by Porter Lee.
Heck of a
move. Oh, man, hung his defender out to dry. 36-30 Aspen, 3:35 to go in the third. McConnell with a drive, stops at the right wing, backs up, looked at a three, goes to Browning. On the high post, left side to DiOrio. DiOrio hands it off to Swenson. Browning to Jackson Kyle. Kyle with a drive, finds a lane, and they're going to call a foul. It's called against Lucas Lee. His second. Sergio Ruiz comes in for Shea Corpola. Smart move. But Sergio lacks in height. He makes up for in tenacity. Good defense. 36-30 Aspen. Inbounds pass to Jackson Kyle. Blocked! And they call a foul against Lucas Lee. And he's pulling his jersey up over his mouth in frustration. He thought he got a clean denial there.
He got a clean block. I think they're calling him on the foul before that because he did kind of get his hip into him just a little bit. But, yeah, as far as the shot it goes, he just had the ball completely wrapped from behind.
Jackson Kyle, 0 for 2 at the line, just 2 points. First free throw. Bounced out and then back in. 42 points last night in the win over Manuel. Just 3 points. With 3:18 to go in the third. Kyle's second free throw is good. 36-32, Aspen, 3:15 left in the third. Braden Corpulent walks it up. Braden flips over to Porter Lee, right wing. Dukadovsky, left wing to Braden. Near the corner, he'll pull up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Lucas Lee, and a foul's going to be called against Jackson Kyle, I think. Yes. That's his first. Good strong rebound by Lucas Lee. Kyle came over the top.
Yeah, that's just Aspen working hard in the paint. Him and Porter Lee are the ones that
Lucas lobs it in to Porter Lee, kicks it over to Sergio Ruiz. Ruiz right wing to Godomsky. He traveled. Nope, we got a foul away from the ball against
Dioria.
Sterling.
I think that's against Dioria. And they got to calm Lucas Lee down.
Yeah.
He's gonna get in trouble. He's gonna get a technical call if he doesn't close his mouth. And now we got the coach talking.
Yeah. 36-32. Lucas Lee inbounding. Aspen with a 4-point lead. Lob pass into Braden Corpel. A crossover dribble. Stop. Shoots from 15. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by McConnell for Sterling. Steers by four. 2:45 to go in the third. McConnell. Little head fake. Kick out pass to Swenson for three in the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Diorio. Diorio wants to go boot under, hands it to Browning for three. That kid is on the money, but he missed that time. Now we got a foul after Porter Lee got the rebound, and they call a foul against Diorio. And that's a makeup call for that little shoulder bump.
Well, that's what, his third? He's going to be in foul trouble himself again here real quick.
Sterling with four fouls, Aspen with three. 2:30 left in the third. 36-32 Aspen. Braden Corpulent calmly brings it up, gets a pick, stops right wing, goes to Porter Lee, fakes the three, picks it up, goes to Braden. Braden fakes the three. He'll drive, he'll shoot, he'll miss it. He's fouled. Oh, offensive foul. And Braden wants to pull his hair out.
That's three for him.
That
now
is
as well.
Three against Braden. So Shea and Braden both with three fouls. Franceschi's going to check in. Timeout Sterling, 30-second timeout. .216 left in the third. 36-32, Steers lead the Tigers.
Wow. You know, you hate to see when refs have such an impact on a game, but I feel like it's heading that way, where the calls that, you know, calling offensive fouls sometimes, but not always. It's confusing to the kids not knowing what they can do.
Yeah.
And it's going to have even greater impact on this game by the time it's over. You can see the frustration level in the kids and the coaches already with the sideline warnings and some of the conversations you see him having off to the sides here.
Trying to pick up maybe a little bit of what Coach Parker's saying to the boys. Got the Sterling band over there rocking the house. Great atmosphere here in the final four.
And a full crowd. I mean, this place is pretty packed.
A lot of parachute folks working their way in here, getting ready for the Grand Valley girls game. Jackson Kyle brings it up. He's got one field goal on the night. Spin move there, guarded there by Lucas Lee. Jump pass down the down at the block to right of McConnell. McConnell to Ben Browning, left wing to Swenson. Swenson to Kyle. Top of the key, launches a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound chased down by Browning. Underhands it to Kyle. Crossover dribble between the leg. Spin move, kicks it out to Diorio. He drives, three defenders on him, kicks it out to Browning. The stocky guy shoots a three and he buries it. He is something. He wasn't doing much last night. He's got three from downtown. And it's a 1-point lead for the Skiers.
He was in a much more just kind of a supporting role.
Porter Lee with a drive. Floater, the right hand off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Jackson Kyle. Battle for the ball, he comes up with it. Goes to Diorio, underhands it to McConnell. Chance for Sterling to reclaim the lead. As Aspen's gone cold. And Corporal Brothers on the bench with three fouls. Drive by Kyle. Oh, he traveled. How did he get away with that?
Oh, my goodness.
Missed the shot. He bricked it. Rebound taken by Franceschi. Dukadomsky. Aspen by one. Porter Lee. Franceschi underhands it to Lucas Lee. Drive, shoots from 10. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Ruiz. He fell out of bounds. Keep his balance. 1 point lead for the Skiers. 53 seconds left in the third. Diorio into McConnell. Met there by Godomsky. Between the leg dribble. Doesn't have it across the line yet. And now he does. Going left to right. Now under. Hands it to Kyle. Wasn't expecting it. Bobbled it. He's got it at the circle. Jackson to Kyle. Sizing up Lucas Lee. Pulls up for three. Top of the key. Off the rim. No good. Rebound to Lucas Lee. Underhand. Hands it off to Ruiz. Flips it over to Godomsky. 30 seconds left. Skeeters by one. Here's it. Porter Lee. Left wing. Lee sizes up, off the dribble, pulls up for a three, banks it in! It's banker's hours for Porter Lee! My, oh my! Off the window and through the net. 10 seconds, 39-35, Skiers. McConnell in traffic, kicks it over to Diorio, fakes the three, shoots the three, off the dribble, buries it. That'll do it for the third quarter. Oh, what a finish to the third. 1 point lead for the Skiers. We go to the fourth. It's crazy here. 8 minutes left to decide who goes to the state championship. This is KMTS. What a finish to that third quarter. We got 8 minutes to go. The Aspen Skiers lead the Sterling Tigers 39-38 to decide who goes to the state championship. Porter Lee knocked out a bank shot three. That was just money. And coming down to answer was Dylan Diorio. Backcourt pass to McConnell for Sterling. Corpola's still not in. Coach Corey Parker's going to wait till just the right moment. Drive by McConnell, baseline. Now one hand flip pass to Jackson Kyle. He drives, puts it on the shoulder and shoots and missed the shot. Rebound taken by Porter Lee. Jackson Kyle, the lid is lid on it for Jackson Kyle. Godomsky to Franceschi. Back to Godomsky, top of the key. Left wing to Ruiz. Ruiz in the paint. Goes to Godomsky. Drives. Three defenders on him. He's fouled.
So they're going to call that on Browning. Blocking foul.
Ben Browning is now Shea Corpola back in the game. Ruiz out. Corpola will inbound. Shea lobs it in to Porter Lee. Goes to Lucas Lee. Down wide open to Franceschi. Missed. The shot is blocked. Blocked by McConnell. What a rejection there. Wow. 39-38 Skiers. Fourth quarter just underway. McConnell at the circle. Directing traffic. Kyle desperately trying to get open and get a bucket. McConnell with a drive. Oh, he took a step. Got the layup. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Shea Corpola. Brother Braden on the bench with three. Shea's got three, but he's got the ball. Gray's going to come in momentarily. Flip pass left wing to Godomsky. Godomsky with a drive. Stops at the free throw line. Underhands it to Lucas Lee. Lucas Lee to Shea. Shea backs up. Got the bright green shoes on with that black uniform. Gets a pick from Porter Lee. Hesitation move. Kicks it out to Franceschi. Drives along the baseline. He's double teamed. He throws it away. Stolen by Browning. He just dribbled into a trap there. 39-38 Skiers. 6:25 to go in the game. Browning. Three threes. Kyle's got the ball. Left wing. Met there by Franceschi. There's Diorio. Head fake at the circle. Gets a pick from Kyle, who pushed off. Lays it up. Missed the shot. No foul. Great defense by Shea Corpola. Rebound by Porter Lee.
Who else?
And a timeout called by Coach Corey Parker. He's got the whiteboard out. He calls for a full timeout. Time to put Braden back in the game. Skiers hanging on to a 1 point lead, 39-38, with exactly 6 minutes to go. This is KMTS. Back to DU, Hamilton Gym. This Friday night. It's a wild one. Great Final Four matchup between two excellent teams. The Aspen Skiers, 25-0. And the Sterling Tigers, 23-2 on the season. 1 point lead for the skiers, exactly 6 minutes to go, and Braden Corpola not back in the game. Coach Corey Parker holding them out for the time being. Shea Corpola reentered the game about a minute ago. Pass to Shea Corpola, right wing. Braden's getting ready to check in. Hands it off to Godofsky, to Shea. Top of the key to Porter Lee. Jab step, drives. He's going to take it. He fakes up and under, missed the shot. Rebound, Porter, put back. He's fouled. Porter Lee back to the line.
That's just Porter Lee playing.
That is the want to.
Yeah, he just wants it more.
Desire, determination.
But I've been saying, he's kind of the emotional tone setter for this game, or for this team. You know, the Corpola brothers are great and everything, but I look to Porter Lee to kind of set the tone for how it's going to be played.
Absolutely. Porter Lee with the first free throw. Got it. Calmly knocks down the first one.
He's 3 for 3 from the line.
40-38, Aspen. Porter Lee, second free throw. Won't get the bounce that time. Rebound taken by DiOrio. McConnell stops near half court, flips it over to Browning, to Jackson Kyle. Kyle at the circle. One-on-one with Lucas Lee. McConnell with a drive, gets doubled. DiOrio has it in the near corner. DiOrio with a drive, stops in the paint. Now kick out pass to Swenson. Swenson to Browning, Browning to Kyle. One-on-one, gets past Lucas Lee. They got a foul against Lucas, reaching in. Jackson Kyle wanted the basket.
He said, don't call that foul.
I had a layup.
I was going to get my second field goal of the game.
He did Lucas Lee a favor there.
Yeah.
Even though that's his fourth foul. McConnell inbounding, goes into Kyle. One-on-one with Lucas Lee. Jab step, baseline drive. Stops, kicks it out. Top of the key, ball knocked away. Good hands by Franceschi. Loose ball taken by Porter Lee. Lee, right wing to Shea Corpola. Slotted out of three, finds a lane, lays it up and in. Shea Corpola with the long strides. Kisses it off the window and in. Timeout, Sterling. Shea Corpola did that little head fake, jab step, fake the three, and found an open lane. Said, I'm going.
Yep.
It's a full timeout. Take a break. 4:56 to go in the game. 42-38 Aspen. This is KMTS. .456 remaining in this Final Four game. The winner moving on to the state championship. The Aspen Skiers leading the Sterling Tigers 42-38. Tigers knocked out the Skiers last year in the opening round of the Grade 8, 54-52. The Skiers have their sights set on playing tomorrow for a state title. Braden Corpola now re-enters the game at the 4:56 mark. He sat for a while. Wants to shake off the cobwebs. Joins his brother. Here we go.
Yeah, and they both have three fouls at this point.
Jackson Kyle into Browning. Browning brings it up. Met there by Braden Corpola. Kyle one-on-one with Godomsky. Staying with him there. Now Kyle's got the ball. Godomsky gets around the pick. Goes to Swenson on the left wing. Coming out to get the ball at the circle is Browning. Between the leg dribble, flips it over to McConnell. McConnell backs up near half court. Sterling taking a lot of time here. McConnell, right wing, top of the key to Kyle. Kyle flips it over to Swenson. Swenson, right wing to Browning for three. Banks it, missed it. Rebound, Shea Corpola. Nothing but black jerseys around the ball. Corpola will take his time. Goes left wing to Braden. Braden all alone for a three. Yeah, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by DiOrio. I was going to make the call there. Anticipating. Under 4 minutes to go. Here's a drive by McConnell. Lays it up and in. They gave him a wide open lane. They had to with three fouls. Ryder McConnell with the bucket. 42-40 Aspen. 3:40 to go in the ball game. Braden Corpola flips it left wing to Godomsky. Back to Corpola. Braden holding the ball with his right hand. Now flips it left wing to Godomsky. Back to Braden. Braden flips it over. High post right side to Shea. Back to Braden at the circle. Coming out to meet him is Browning. They double down the ball. They're just going to run the clock here. Taking their time, waiting for an open shot. Shea with a drive. Shea underneath to Godowski. Drives along the baseline. Kick out pass to Lucas Lee. They spread it out. 42-40 Aspen. Coming up on the three-minute mark in regulation. Braden flips it to Shea Corpola. Holds the ball on his right hip. Flips it back over to Braden. Braden back to Shea. High post, left side. Oh, boy. Taking the air out of the ball here. Shea hands it off to Braden. Braden with a drive, behind the back dribble, backs up. 2:50 to go in the game. He got mugged there, and they finally call a foul against the little stocky Ben Browning.
And he might get a technical.
He had choice words for the ref.
And the ref, you could tell he was almost.
He was ready to give the old T.
He was ready to do the little T there.
And that is bonus time.
You know, it's interesting that, you know, the coach is going to this burn the clock thing with only a 2-point lead. You'd think they'd want to get it, you know, at least 4 or 6, something like that. But
Braden Corpola, 1-1. Here's the front end. Got it. Rattled it in. 43-40 Aspen. 2:49 to go in regulation.
Braden's 3 for 3. Let's see if he can make it 4.
Second free throw. Off the back of the rim. Won't get the bounce. Rebound taken by Sterling. Jackson Kyle one-on-one with Godomsky. Playing him close. Godomsky gets around the pick. Jump pass to Ben Browning. Bounding between the leg dribble. Getting fancy. Drive. Shoots. Missed the shot. Altered by Shea Corpola and Porter Lee. Loose ball taken by Braden Corpola. 43-40 Aspen. 2:20 left in the ball game. Braden, high post, now near the half court. Gets a pick, goes right side in the wing. Porter Lee fakes it, goes to Braden, backs up near half court, purposely.
Yeah.
Say, come out and get me.
Yep. Almost like come out here and
foul
me.
Oh, man, is this gutsy. Braden stops, kicks it out to Lucas Lee. Baseline jumper, got it, he rattled it in. It's a 5-point lead. Lucas Lee, how do you do? And now what? They call a foul against on the transition. They're calling against Shea, and Lucas Lee's pulling him away. He got called for a foul. It's a technical. Oh my. Shea Corpola picks up his 4th, and it's a technical. And Jackson Kyle, 42 points last night, has 4 points tonight. He's 2 for 4 from the line. He'll get to shoot the technical, and they'll get the ball. Lucas Lee pulling Shea away, saying, come on, we need you. First free throw, good. Gets it Kyle. Makes it 45-41 Aspen, with 2:01 to go in regulation.
That's the trouble with looking down to write down a stat. You missed that first little
second free throw is good.
You missed that first second transition, so I didn't see what happened.
No. So Shea with 4. 45-42 Aspen. 2:01 to go in regulation. Sterling gets the ball. Diorio goes backcourt to Browning. Under 2 minutes to go now. Browning flips it over to Jackson Kyle. 1-on-1 with Godomsky. They cover him like a blanket. He drives, steps up, shoots from 17, and off the rim, no good. Rebound, Godomsky. Hands it off to Braden Corpola, racing up the left side. Braden picks it up. We got a foul. That's going to be a 1-on-1.
Yeah, they're calling that on McConnell. McConnell just kind of put his shoulder down and tried to run over Porter Lee.
That's the eighth team foul for Sterling. And Porter Lee at the line for a 1-on-1.
Porter's 3 for 4, so.
And Braden Corpola and Godomsky will trade places. Still some chirping going on between the coach Corey Parker and the referee. And Porter Lee ignoring it, focusing on the free throw. First one is good. He got the friendly roll. Oh, my goodness. Hearts were stopped there for a moment.
Yep.
Just for a second. Porter Lee, second free throw. No, spins in and out. Oh. 46-42, Skiers, a minute 35 to go. Jackson Kyle directing traffic, flips it over to Browning. Browning back to Kyle, right wing, pulls up for a three, off the pass, bricks it, rebound, Lucas Lee, he's bumped from behind and a foul against Diorio, and he hates the call. Palms up, he's angry, fuming. Diorio picks up his fourth. And it's a one and one for Lucas Lee, who had position, came down strong with the rebound and got bumped from behind.
That's Diorio's fifth.
That's his fifth.
Told him to leave.
Oh, yep. He's...
Now we got a full timeout.
He's fuming. He is absolutely fuming. Timeout called. 4-point lead for the Skiers. It's a full timeout. Minute 21 to go into regulation. The Skiers, a minute 21 away from maybe going to the state championship. This is KMTS. Back to Hamilton Gymnasium. University of Denver, what a thrilling game. Final four, the winner moving on to the state championship. Right now, the Aspen Skiers lead the Sterling Tigers 46-42. And Dylan Diorio fouled out after Lucas Lee got a clean rebound. He got clobbered from behind, knocked out of bounds. And Lucas Lee, remember, some of his teammates still wearing his number 3 in a white t-shirt in honor of Lucas and in memory of his mother who passed away a week ago.
Yeah, right before their second playoff game.
Yeah. And Lucas Lee at the line for two important free throws. That's the 19th foul. Here's the front end of the one and one. First one is no good off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Jackson Kyle. McConnell with a drive. McConnell stops, shoots, and missed the shot. He is fouled. They're calling
Lucas Lee. I can't believe they called that foul. I mean, he was straight up and down the whole time.
Lucas fouls out. So Lucas Lee fouls out. Sergio Ruiz will come in for him. A minute 10 left in regulation. Skiers lead by 4. Ryan McConnell at the line for two shots. Oh, Ruiz thought it was a one and one. Knocks down the first one, rattled it in. 46-43. Official timeout. Here we go. McConnell, second free throw. Got it. Timeout called by Aspen. Full timeout. Corey Parker wants to talk it over. The Skiers lead by 2 with a minute 10 to go in regulation. This is KMTS. 1 minute, 10 seconds remaining in regulation. The Aspen Skiers clinging to a 46-44 lead over the Sterling Tigers. Ryan McConnell knocked down 2 free throws after being fouled by Lucas Lee. That was his fifth, so he's out.
Yeah, he leads the game with 8 points, 5 rebounds.
2 excellent coaches, the veteran Mike Holloway, going against the first-year head coach Corey Parker for the Aspen Skiers. What a contest this has been.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, Coach Parker's surely telling his guys, okay, guys, don't do anything crazy here. Don't give the refs a reason to get more involved in this game.
Full court press. Porter Lee will inbound to Shea Korpela. He'll go cross court to Godomsky. Back to Porter Lee. Back to Godomsky. They don't have it across yet. Now they do to Braden Korpela, right wing. Braden. Overhead pass to Godomsky. Drives along the right side. Goes to Braden. Braden with a drive through the key. They reach in. He gets away from the defender. Running the clock, 51 seconds pass. Down to Porter Lee, fakes. Kick out pass to Godomsky. Godomsky to Braden Korpela at the circle. To Shea. Shea, jump pass to Braden. Braden back to Shea. Head fake. 36 seconds, 2-point lead for the Skiers. Shea to Braden at the circle. He's doubled. Goes to Porter Lee. They foul him. the high post, and it's a double bonus with 29 seconds remaining. And Porter Lee.
Tell you what, Porter Lee had a very smart play down here earlier. He gets the ball inside the paint, right below the basket, and goes to look for a shot, and you've got McCracken there just ready to, and you could tell he was kicking his head back.
Porter Lee, first free throw. You betcha, rattled it in. Some of the biggest free throws of his young career.
Yeah, he was kicking his head back trying to draw the charge, and Porter was just smart enough to say, nope, I'm not even taking that shot.
It's a three-point lead. Porter Lee to make it a two-possession game. Second free throw. He is good. He got the roll. Oh, my goodness. 48-44 Skiers. 25 seconds. 24. Jackson Kyle drives. Jump pass. They kick it out. Here's a two-pointer. Air ball attempted by Browning and into the hands of Porter Lee. And they can sense it. They can feel it. The Skiers are 16 seconds away of going to the state championship and avenging last year's loss to Sterling. Porter Lee, they have shut down Jackson Kyle.
Oh yeah,
a monumental effort.
Kyle has 6 points, only one field goal in this game. Four free throws and one field goal after a 42-point game yesterday.
Lee, first free throw. Off the back of the iron. Bounce right back to him.
It's only his third miss. He's 6 for 9 from the free throw line.
Porter rubs his hands on his jersey to wipe off the sweat. His second free throw. Nails it.
Good.
Nothing but net. 49-44. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. Pull up three for McConnell in the hands of Shea Karpla. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Aspen Skiers to the state championship.
Wow.
26-0. 27-0 means a gold basketball. They got some more work to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What a win for the Aspen Skiers.
Man, give the game ball to Mr. Horty.
Absolutely. Phenomenal. Sterling Tigers. No consolation. We'll go to the consolation game. Play for third place tomorrow. The Skiers in the state championship tomorrow. We'll be back with the totals after this on KMTS. Oh, my goodness. What a finish. The Aspen Skiers are moving on to the state championship as they defeat the Sterling Tigers 49-44. The march continues. They'll play tomorrow night. The state championship at 6 o'clock right here at Hamilton Gym. Let's see. Sterling Tigers had the lead 16-15 after one. Both the Corpola brothers got into foul trouble, had to sit for a while. Skiers had the edge 9-4 in the second, trailed 18-15 in the third, had the edge 10-6 in the fourth, and hung on for the win. So many stories, but the big story, number one, Porter Lee, his performance, 22 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks, just unconscious, out, just determined play. Porter Lee has been my MVP the last 4 or 5 games.
Oh, absolutely.
Been incredible. 22 points. The Corporal brothers, Shea with 9, Braden with 8, and great coaching by Corey Parker. Called the right timeouts, said the right things, had the right defense, the right scheme for Jackson Kyle, the leading, one of the leading scorers in the state, 21 points a game coming into tonight, held to 6 points, one field goal.
Yeah.
And, that is just unheard of.
And had the patience to sit the Corpola brothers for almost the whole second quarter,
yeah,
and part of the third. I mean, they got into a little bit of foul trouble, but just the trust and the patience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Jackson Kyle held to 6 points, 13 apiece from Ryder McConnell. And Dylan DiOrio, who fouled out and was showing, he was kind of chippy. And we talked about the little shoulder shove he gave to Lucas Lee. Brace Swenson hit a three to start things off for the Tigers in the first quarter. We thought, here's a sign of things to come. And they hit a lot of threes in that first half, but went cold in the second quarter. Got hot in the third, went ice cold in the fourth. Aspen remained steady, focused, played smart D, got huge rebounds. That was a big key.
Yeah, I mean, Aspen had 28 rebounds, six of them on the offensive board, which doubles up Sterling's. Sterling only had 19 rebounds, only three offensive rebounds. And Porter Lee, I mean, at least six of his points were those offensive putbacks.
Yeah.
Because him just outworking everybody down underneath.
He's just an amazing player.
Yeah, he leads both teams. He had 9 rebounds. Lucas Lee, before he fouled out, he was second. He had 5. You know, Porter Lee also went 7 for 10 from the free throw line.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, sure, you want to foul me? I'll just keep knocking them down this way.
Those last two free throws were just absolutely clutch.
Yep.
And he showed the calm, cool demeanor he showed all season long, and those are big. 49-44, the final score. The Aspen Skiers now 26-0. They hope to go to 27-0. That would mean a gold basketball tomorrow night as they'll take on the winner of the St. Mary's Centaurus game.
Yep, which is going to be coming up after this one.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations to Corey Parker and the Aspen Skiers. Can't wait to do a state championship tomorrow. We might do two. Who knows? The Grand Valley Cardinals coming up, taking on the Platte Valley Broncos in the Final Four, hoping to play in the state championship tomorrow. So, all right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get ready for our second game of our doubleheader, the Grand Valley Lady Cardinals and the Platte Valley Broncos, right after this on KMTS.